Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. With Raycons, you get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to get 15% off your order. Hello, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Welcome to the Scott and Kim Show, here once again for Monday, May 9th, 2022.
Can you believe it's already May?
Yeah. Can you believe Mother's Day was yesterday?
It's already coming and going real quick.
Did you feel your motherly,
Vibes?
Vibes?
Yes.
Did you?
I got to see all my kids.
Kids were here. Grandkid was here.
I saw my own mother.
Technically, both grandkids were here.
We saw one was your just mom on Saturday and my mom on Sunday.
Yep.
So yeah, we got everything covered. Everything.
Do you think we ever want to go to dinner ever again with a cranky 90-year-old who treats the help poorly? Probably
that
not.
That was a little hard.
It was a little bit hard. We won't get into too many details, right. But let's just say our Sunday night dinner with my mom was fine other than...
Your Saturday night dinner.
Saturday. Other than a little bit of a cranky entitled older generation business. Yeah. Kim went and found him and apologized.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I made sure he got a really good tip at the end and I did apologize and say, I'm sorry. My father-in-law can be cranky.
He can be a little cranky. What did he say to you?
He just went, oh, it's fine. No big deal at all. I'm like, thank you.
You think he's just used to it?
Probably, but I wasn't expecting it. I guess we've never really done that.
This place was nice. It was in Orem. And it was fine, except I think for the prices, the portions were small. Do you think?
I think a lot of places are, though.
Really?
The nicer food places are usually smaller than...
Didn't feel fancy like
really
one of your shows.
It's really hard when you go to one of your Mexican restaurants that we went to, and there were platters of food. Like
too much food. Yeah.
And then you went there, and it was smaller,
petite,
but it was really good, though.
Yeah, but that wedge salad was the size of my finger.
It was not that small.
I have a big finger. No,
what are you compensating for?
It's like a little, it was barely, a wedge implies it's a giant wedge from a head of lettuce. This was
It was an eighth of a head of lettuce instead of a quarter.
I was like, oh, eight bucks, not bad for a wedge salad. I went, oh, that's
it's
not
fine. It was really good food, though. We liked that place.
It was nice. And they were busy. And I'm sure that waiter, that server had to deal with a million, you know, Orem retirees before in their 80s and 90s, like that guy. And poor guy. The worst part is when you grab that, I don't know what her job was, but it was her first day. Or was it a guy?
It was a guy. It was his first day. And he grabbed his arm like, hey, can we change this? Can we add this to our... And he's like, let me ask your waiter. It's my first day.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, sorry, you're fine. And I'm like, we're across the table.
Yeah. I'm like, don't worry about the old guys. He doesn't know what he's saying. You're doing good. Don't quit
after
your first day. Yeah. He seemed nice enough. But anyway, happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day to all you mothers out there who, you know, pushed children out of your...
Okay. Or didn't. See?
Or well, they could be C-sections, could be adoptions, could be...
You can be a plant mom, a dog mom, a cat mom.
A plant mom? What's a plant mom?
People who grow plants.
Oh. I don't know what I thought what that meant. Plant mom, like somebody planted you there. Like you just showed up one day and they went, all right, you're a mom. I've been planted. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, wherever you get your mothership from, happy Mother's Day. And we
hope
you
had a Mother's Day.
You had a nice time. And it wasn't all just flowers. We went to a grocery store to pick up ice cream stuff for your side of the family's thing.
And all the flowers are wiped out.
All these huge, like a whole section of shelving space, just poof, nothing there. Because everybody
last
second.
A lot of people take cards and flowers to their moms for Mother's Day. Some people do jewelry. Some people do food. A lot of people do plants.
But if they're doing it on the day of at a grocery store, I don't know.
They may be on their way to parents' houses, things like that.
Yeah, last minute, like me. I'm terrible at it, so don't. I cannot.
I'm rolling my eyes again, everyone. Yes, just for those that couldn't see that,
I am unable to criticize people and their gift giving.
You are unable to criticize.
I'm bad at it. I will admit it. I'm terrible at it.
Stop it.
Anyway, so that's what we did, and it was fine. And then you and Carter have been busy trying to get the yard in shape. Because it's sort of supposed to be spring, although coming down here today, it was snowing.
It was little flakes of snow.
Flurries.
It was a little flurry that won't stick, but it was still snowing today.
Yeah, but I got friends like one state over that it's like 90 degrees today.
I know.
What is going on? What kind of weird cold warp are we in?
Hello, global warming.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that your professional scientific opinion?
That's my professional scientific motherly opinion.
Okay. But how come if it's warm, how come it's so cold out? That's my favorite answer people give because they don't really understand it. The term is climate change. That's supposed to be easier to understand.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
The effect of climate change is warming on a global scale.
Yes.
But dumb people have a hard time understanding that it doesn't mean everything's hot.
Then why is it cold where it's supposed to be warm? Like last year when Brazil in the middle of summer for us, it was snowing there.
Yeah, what was that about?
It's the same thing that happened in Texas.
Oh, yeah. They had their deal. They had another one this year. Not as bad, though. But they had
They were probably a little more prepared. Everyone had bought coats at that point.
Well, not just that, but like the power grid held up okay.
Well, and the pipes freezing and stuff was really bad there.
Yeah, the previous year was bad. But we hope if you're in Texas, you're not bad at anything today. Everything's good for you. With a few exceptions. All right, let's move on. What else? Oh, so you guys have been out getting... we've decided to not have grass in the backyard, where we only have a little anyway.
We have three
anyway.
Different yards. We have a front yard, a backyard, and then a side yard.
Yeah.
Where the dogs are, it's all enclosed and fenced.
And it's all small.
It's very small. It's a lovely little backyard.
It's
we put
purpose.
In a patio.
We used to have a huge yard in our old house. It was great when the kids were growing up.
I had a lot of work to do, though.
It was a lot. Yeah. And it was a pain because there was that hump in the back. Do you remember that? You
the
had to
hill,
mow around
so
that hump.
Well, if we didn't have the hill, a lot of our water would have gone into the neighbor's yard.
Is that why?
Water. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We were on a hill.
Well, my water, every time I cleaned out the hot tub, it would go into the neighbor's yard anyway. Because it would create like this disgusting waterfall or waterfall. And the grass would turn slightly yellow where the
chlorinated water had hit it.
Yeah. So you'd always have this big stripe right down the back through that guy's back gate.
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad. He had two gross dogs back there, and they probably gained superpower from it. I don't
there
know.
There you go.
But anyway, so you're putting clover where there was grass.
Yes.
Explain
just
this.
Just in one of those small yards.
What does that even mean?
Well, it's just another grass.
It looks like weeds, but on purpose.
Well, it's really, we seeded it, so it's tiny, tiny plants right now.
Yeah.
But it will end up with little white flowers on it.
Is it
going to
grow
clover.
Up fences and
very
vine
short?
Up?
It'll stay short. Apparently, after you mow it a couple of times, it trains it to only stay a certain length.
Oh, it learns its lesson. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any taller.
Unlike weird. Grass, but our grass we've tried for 2 years to reseed, and the dogs just tear it up.
They
so
don't even have to do much to tear it up.
Well, they tear it up before it grows enough in.
Yeah. Well, plus it's an area back there that stays shady a lot, mm-hmm. and so.
They want to be back there. It's cooler.
Morning dew and moisture stay longer. Yeah. Rain stays longer there. It doesn't dry out. So when they go out, they just mud it up.
It's a little muddier over there.
Yeah, it sucks.
So we're hoping clover makes the difference. We'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know how it goes.
We'll see if we find a four-leaf clover in there. Is that where it comes from? Is that where we get our four-leaf clovers? Is clover?
Yeah. It's okay. From clover.
Will they get that big? Like big.
Well, if we mow it down, it will Lucky start Charms to looking stay clover. Short, but it'll get really thick.
Yeah.
Which is what we want so that the dogs can be near it. We're not going to let them run through it again.
Pop quiz. What's the clover in Lucky Charms? What color is it? Because he always goes, blue diamonds. Bah, 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 bah.
It's what? Always green.
Is it green clovers?
Green clovers.
Green clovers. Yeah, it does say green clovers.
He says green
clovers. Anyway, so we got that. And then you bought a bunch of flowery units and stuff.
Flowery units.
Yeah, I don't know what all those are. But they look nice. They're in these pots. And the house looks decorated out there. It's nice.
Yeah.
We were talking on the show. We were talking on the show this morning about on TMS about how Nevada and some other states have put in some really strict grass watering laws. And in Nevada,
they've restricted grass.
You can't have grass for at least until they get their drought under control, because Lake Mead's down to like just a huge ring around the lake.
I think it's 100 feet down.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's low by 100 feet. They're finding bodies.
Yeah, they found a body in a barrel.
Ugh.
I know. Yikes. It was a mob killing from like the 60s. It's a long time
ago. It was in a barrel, shot in the head, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, definitely that.
Crazy, right? It's probably some guy named Jimmy Two Toes or something. And who knows? But anyway, so they got all these rules, and it occurred to me this morning, I could go for like a full on zero scape everything.
We're in an HOA, so it's really hard to change.
Did you know it wasn't Zero scape? It's X I. How come I didn't? I'm the last person on this planet to know that. I feel like such an idiot today because I've said it my whole life and I love it. I think
you
it's cool.
It zero scaping.
I've been calling it because I thought it meant zero, like zero grass. Like
it does mean that, but yes, it doesn't spell that way.
It's X I R I or X E R I. Yeah, that's why I didn't know that. Mm. Look what I learned.
Look what you learned today.
Look at my brain. But anyway, like, you know, doing that everywhere would be really cool. I like it.
We're going to do more of that, but we're going to have to slowly do it. Because with the HOA, if you make some big changes very quickly, you have to have them all approved.
Yeah, they don't like that. So you got to ease into it so they don't notice.
Into it. We're putting a little more plants over here and pull out the flower bed, make it a little bit bigger. That's what we're doing this year.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. But like, if you did the math, I don't know how hard this would be to do, but if you just did the math of how many lawns get watered every day, sometimes multiple times a day, mm-hmm. if you suddenly eliminated that entirely and the only lawns getting watered are public parks, golf courses, things like that.
And if they were to use less water by having better grasses that are more drought tolerant,
right.
you'd save
so if
much.
You did all of that like overnight, there'd be no drought anywhere.
I talked to someone. Okay, so the other reason we're doing the clover is because it takes a lot less water.
Yeah.
It's pretty drought tolerant. I talked to someone the other day that went to a golf course that was all clover. Entire golf course.
Wait, how does that? I guess that would work. Why wouldn't
it
work?
It works the same.
Yeah, because it's still just growth.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Why not do that?
Right?
That but you still have to water. You're saying it needs less.
It's a lot less. I mean, golf courses are getting watered all day long. Sections of it.
If you really want to irritate yourself.
All night long, I guess.
Go look up the history of grass and why we have it. And it'll irritate you because the reason we have it is back in the day, this was a way for people to swing their proverbial wiener around by going, oh, look how much land. Hither, neighbor, my yard, which hath 4.2 acres, I'm hardly using
grass.
Any of it because it's all grass. Like that was a way of showing off your opulence. You had this extra space and you could put just grass there.
Yes,
and then
I'm ready
people
to
would
go
tend it and take care of it.
All local plants, all drought tolerant, local.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Native to our state grasses.
This
and
isn't
plants.
Even like a hippie thing. It's just why do we care about these freaking patches of green? I know it looks nice. I get it.
It is nice if you actually use it. There's a lot of people that use their backyard. It's a big, fun space for kids. They put all their trampolines and all that stuff in it. Ours are so small, you can't have a picnic on it.
No, that's true. They're not big enough for much back there.
And so we should be doing more of that.
In fact,
which is what we're going to do this year.
You put a big planter on there for our massive plans for marijuana growth.
There
right?
you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud. No, it's really for what? What are you going to put in there?
Right now it's herbs. There is a pumpkin plant in there and we're going to put all our herbs in there.
Herbs like?
Herbs.
Herbs and spices?
Herbs and spices.
Not going to do tomatoes again this year or no?
Tomatoes need full sun and that big planter is... So my kids bought me a big trough-sized planter for the
for yard, Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. And so I'm filling it up. It's all full of dirt now, ready to go. And now we're today putting some of the plants in the snow.
Here's a it's snowing. Here's the thought. This is just a question.
Okay.
Mother's Day should be a holiday. I like it. It's good.
Okay.
Recognize moms. It's great.
All right.
But don't you think that it should be people who have a mother that are getting gifts for the mother? Does that make sense? So in other words, husbands all over the place are buying their wives things and not their mom. You should buy them for your mom, right?
This only applies when your kids are old enough to buy your mother gifts.
Well, yeah, of course, when they're little, you got to
work with it.
Yeah, but they're all old enough, and so they did. That's what they did.
Some people just look for a holiday to buy nice things for their loved ones.
But why couldn't you just do that any other time? Like, why couldn't
you? You can. Some people need this holiday to remember to do that for their moms.
Well, for their moms, yeah. But for their wives, or they're just like, here, I got you a new car for Mother's Day. Well, you're not. That's not
your
mother.
You're not my mom.
Go get your mom a car. You know?
Listen up, mister.
So when the kids buy you a car, that'll be that'll be the right way to do it. That's what I was trying to get at.
That's never going to happen, but that's okay.
So, all right.
I would never expect that either. Not any more than you would for Father's Day. I always make sure you get nice things for Father's Day.
I know, because our kids are slackers and they don't get me anything.
That's not true.
Okay, it's not true. They actually are pretty good.
They are. They're all old enough.
You don't need to get
me
anything. I always tell you that.
Right.
But you do anyway. Because it's you.
Sometimes, yes.
Kim's love language is to give me things or give people things. And it's okay. I'm not, this is, it sounds like I'm being critical.
Gifting is
not.
My love language.
Gifting
absolutely.
Is her love language. My love language is putting chocolate and peanut butter on it and eating it. It sounded like I was going somewhere weird. I'm not. I just like chocolate
Once
and peanut
again,
butter.
Once again, I'm rolling my eyes real big.
No, I think mine is checking in with people and telling
Trying
that something's
remember,
up
yeah.
and going, I should send them a quick note or text them or email them or letter mm-hmm. or something.
Good.
Just to give them, you know, because that, for
and
whatever
that is
reason.
Very, we need it.
It's a good
everywhere.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also less expensive than if I was running out and buying people cars all the time. Speaking of which, I would love to,
Speaking
Mother's
of which,
Day or otherwise.
No one's ever run out and bought
no,
anyone
I know.
A car.
Some people
Stop.
Do. Some people do. But if I could, I would buy you an electric.
An electric
for Mother's
car,
Day
yeah,
or any day.
That'd be great.
I would just show up.
It doesn't have to be for Mother's Day. It could be any time.
Right. And I'll put a big old bow on it.
Okay. I want to see you tie this bow. I've
it'll
seen
be pre-tied. I don't know how. Well, because you can't do the one
the
all the way
around.
The
other day I asked him to tie a knot because I was putting on a swimsuit. I asked him to tie a knot and he just tied a bow. And I was like, that's not a knot. It won't just stay there. And he goes, I did do a knot. I tied it and then I did the bow. And
Is that
I
what you're supposed to do?
I pulled one string and it came off. That's just a bow.
No,
that's just
you do,
a bow.
You do.
You have to do it twice
Hold
to
on.
Be a knot.
you do the knot, which is just cross it over, right?
Yep,
pull tight.
But that isn't a knot.
What is that?
It'll never stay. You yeah. have to do that twice to make it a knot.
Double knot.
No.
It's not
even
a double knot. What is it then?
It's a knot. That's it.
But what's that called the
first
time?
The first one is just going through. It just slips right out.
Yeah, but that's not called a knot?
Nope.
Because I like a shoe, I will tie it that way first.
That isn't
pull
a knot,
it tight,
though. A knot.
Then bow it.
Right, but pulling it tight, you have to do that twice to make it a knot.
Oh.
It doesn't make it. So I'm like, I just pull one string. I'm like, this isn't going to work because it's a swimsuit, first of all.
Might work for somebody. Hubba hubba. So wait, so that was just going to come off?
Yeah,
if
I was just going to, yeah.
Oh.
If I pulled someone pulled one string or got caught on something, my whole top would have fallen off. And
how do you know that wasn't?
For everyone I know.
How do you know that wasn't my plan?
That was your plan all along.
Yeah. I'm a red-blooded American man.
Someone needs to teach Scott what a knot is. I tried. It isn't working.
I know how to spell it. It's a K-O-N or K-N-O-T. Whoops.
It's a cont.
It's a cont. Trying a nice tight cont back there, will you?
Yes.
All right, real quick here before we get too far, I want to thank our friends at Raycon at buyraycon.com. Look, lately I've been listening to a lot of a band here locally that I talk about all the time called The Aces. It's an all-girl band, and they make this amazing song called The 801, and I love it. It's like my anthem for Utah.
Because you were raised in the 801.
Yeah, I feel like they just, even though these are girls like Nick's age or maybe a little older, they are singing my song from the 80s. I swear it's from then is what I hear it. And I love it. They're really cool. I would call it alternative pop. You can find them anywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your music. Bandcamp, I believe. Anyway, guess what makes them great and even better to listen to? These sweet Raycon wireless earbuds that are in my ears while I'm doing it. That makes the biggest difference ever. And we're teaming up with Raycon. All you got to do is go to buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M, and save 15% on Raycons right now. They're everyday earbuds, which is what I have. They feel and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. That's important for a guy like me because my ears are weird. They're shaped weird. Don't you agree? I have little ears, but they're...
I don't know if they're shaped weird, but everybody's are a little different.
Everybody's got different ears. I've had zero problems with these. Raycons offer three sound profiles to match what you're listening to, plus noise isolation and awareness mode. So you can choose just how immersed you're going to be in your sound, or, you know, be a lot more open to what's going on around you. If you don't want to listen to your mother-in-law talk, right, put them on mode one, baby.
Nice.
Just kidding. Your mom was very nice yesterday, and it was nice seeing her. Anyway, I really, really like it. I use them all the time. I use them for every kind of music, every kind of listening, whether it's an audiobook or just like checking out the news. I have an internet radio thing I use, this app where I just hear like pop culture news and stuff. Love it for that. I love it for everything. And I especially love how long the battery life lasts. 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life overall. I do not remember. This is the truth. I do not remember the last time I charged them because I get so much freaking life out of them. Anyway, when you do need to charge them, it's really easy. You can even do it wirelessly. And, man, this is the biggest selling point for me. The quality of audio coming out of these things is as good as any premium audio brand you've heard of where you're like, oh, they're supposed to be the best. They sound that good, but at half the price. And I'm not kidding. That's true. Anyway, so look, if you if you're going to be running with them, if you're out in the rain with them, if you're at home being really careful with them, they still work afterwards. They still hold up. So an amazing pair of earbuds could be yours, but all you got to do is check out Raycon's wireless earbuds. Now, my guess is you're going to want to leave them a 5-star review as well while you're there. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim and order 15% or get your order for 15% off. Once more, that is buyraycon.com/skim. All right. Kim, do you want to hear some emails?
Absolutely.
Do you though? Because some of these just go, oh, that's not supposed to play. Jeez. all right, here's your first email. You know what? We'll have a little theme for it. Here you go. How about this?
Send and receive email.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Skimshow@gmail.com is the email address to use. We got one here from David Lee or Delee Mike in the tadpole whenever he's in the chat. He says, hi, Scott and Kim. I can't remember if the two of you have addressed this on the show or not, so please forgive me if you have already done so. Last week, I had to say goodbye to my dog, Molly. Says, I'm only a few days into the grieving period, and I'm starting to feel more like myself with each passing day. I've been told that grieving is a different experience for everyone, and I want to ask how the two of you went through that process and how you reflect on it. Any advice would be great. I know it's an audio show, but I sort of feel obligated to share a picture with you. When I started working from home, Molly was lucky enough to listen to the show with me. Molly was frenemies with my cat, Jazz, who you have shouted out in the past when he passed away a few years ago. Thanks for reading, and hey, Birdum, David Lee. So you guys see this dog. How do I show this to you? I have it right here on my screen. I haven't shown him to Kim yet. Adorable dog. It made me want to draw her. I probably will.
Here promises, you go. Promises.
Look at that dog.
Oh my gosh, so cute.
Isn't that cute? Oh my gosh, I just love this dog. You might get something. Keep your email handy because maybe I'll get in the mood one night and sketch that dog for no reason.
Except to be nice.
It's an awesome dog. But that's nice. How do we deal with grief?
Probably in the same way, a day at a time.
What else are you going to do? Like, when my dad died, it just took time. I still don't think I've completely ever really dealt with it in a weird way. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of ways, I have. I feel like the kids have done pretty good in that way. But we haven't had a major loss in a while.
We haven't. We have lost dogs in the past, though.
Oh, yeah. Animals, for sure.
And that's, it's just hard because you're used to seeing them every day, and it's a reminder every morning that, you know, they're gone.
Do you think it
it does make it a little hard to do anything except wait the time.
Do you think it counts? Remember that one you hit with that truck by accident and you were so upset?
That wasn't my dog.
No, I know. But still, it was still a kind of more, it was kind of a mourning.
It was.
Right?
I was so sad. And it was a neighbor dog.
Yeah,
your
you were heartbroken.
Dog.
Yeah. That was rough.
And that was not my fault, just so everyone knows.
And he knew it too. Yeah. That dog darted out right the
but
last
second.
But I
mean, second. So everybody know on the show knows.
Oh,
I
yeah, yeah.
Hit
Kim
a dog
didn't hit a
on
dog.
On purpose.
on purpose or even out of negligence. It jumped out
it
right as she was driving.
Was sitting on the side with all the kids when I was driving past.
And it went joink right out
just
under the
ran
tire.
Right under my, I'm like, oh gosh.
It was bad. We weren't married yet. I thought that might deter you.
No.
I was worried. We were just dating and I was like, oh, is she going to
your neighbor
associate me now with this horrible experience? But yeah, pets dying is the worst.
Sorry for your loss.
I'm thinking a lot about though, like, cause my mom's 82, John's 90, almost 91. Like, your parents aren't getting any younger. You know, like, I'm starting
to 83. I think your mom's 83. Or is it
this
July?
I think. Okay. I think. They both seem to be doing okay. My mom's actually getting some tests today for some heart thing she's dealing with. They think that might be causing what her tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're forced to like start to prepare to maybe have to deal with this stuff in a way that you really
There's
would
no
rather
maybe.
Not.
You do end up
you
having
to
deal with it, but it's
sooner than later.
Never going to be an easy thing.
No, I'm not very good at it. I've decided I'm bad at that sort of thing. Like people going through, we have people in our community all the time, your sister and others who are dealing with like cancers or other big deals they're trying to deal with and treat. It's impossible in those situations not to think of the worst case scenario because you just, it's just the way your brain works. So I don't know. You just got to try. Like Kim says, you just do them one day at a time, live in the moment and
appreciate what you have when you have it.
And when people have other people around you go through this, do what you can to help them. That will prepare you, I think.
Even a note, even a text, anything like that.
Or in Kim's case, a 9-course meal and a visit every day with a new jelly of the day. No, I'm just kidding. I made all that up.
Month club.
I made all that up. Although it's pretty true. But anyway, I'm sorry about your dog. And I might draw this dog because it's cute. Nate wrote in, says, I have a question for Scott. Does he go to any of these meetup trips without Kim?
Nope.
No. I'd actually
the
just
answer is no.
I straight up don't want to. Like people
we have a lot of fun with those.
Yeah, and if you want to know why, how do I put this? This has nothing to do with the people I would see, and certainly I would still have fun seeing people, but I don't really want to go without. I don't know why I don't want to go without you. I just like going with you. Is that bad?
No, not bad at all.
I just like having
it's
you
a lot
around.
Of fun. And we have a lot of fun together.
We have fun together.
And it's fun.
And to me, this stuff's only fun. With you, I shouldn't say only fun. It's more fun when I'm with you than if I was on my own.
You had work trips in the past.
Yeah.
Even out of the country that you went to on your own, but that was because you worked there. Well, we work together now. So.
Yeah, now we work together. That's right. We're in this deal together. Yeah. Frog Pants travels in pairs. That's how it works. Your Frog Pants has two legs. That's how we look at it. But yeah, if you were able to do that with your significant other, you probably would too, Nate, because why wouldn't you? That's like saying...
Some people don't, though.
I'd rather
eat
with
you. I talked to
someone
at the TMS Vegas who said, every time we have one of these, I invite my wife and she always just doesn't want to go. And I was like, all right, that's fine too.
Oh, that's fine. Whoever, yeah, everybody can do whatever they want to do. But I know that I would not get as much enjoyment out of this stuff if I wasn't going with you to do it.
Well,
so take that as the compliment that it is. Terry wrote in. This is to you. Hey, Kim, what's the largest group of people you have ever had to cook for? Terry.
I catered a wedding dinner, but it was only like 100 people. What else have I?
The homeless shelter one.
I have done the homeless shelter, which was
300 something.
300 or 400 people. I can't remember.
Yeah, 350 or something, we'll say.
But I have cooked at a camp before for
like a girls' camp,
250 people, 300 people there.
Yep.
For a week, for five days,
that many people per day eating three meals a day.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I it's just organize it. That's fall all you over, gotta do.
Fall into the dirt and go kill me.
I had a whole team of people helping me cook, but I did a lot of prep before, just like every one of those things. I did a lot of prep way before so that I could even cook the food, freeze it, and then thaw it and make it there.
When we
did a stew that way, and
we did the homeless shelter that night. What was impressive about that was it wasn't just some thrown together slop. It was fettuccine Alfredo. It was grilled chicken. Yep, with chicken, grilled chicken, salads,
dessert.
Dessert rolls, included. Yeah. We had drinks.
Green beans. We had a side dish.
We had a side dish as well. Yeah, like that's still. I still think back on that. And yeah, you had a little help from us and other family members because it was all like a big family effort to do it that weekend. But that was still mostly you, like big pots of pasta cooking in the house for 2 days straight and, you know, just food prep up the wazoo until we could get it. I don't know how we all got in the car. Do we have the van then?
We put bags of cooked pasta, which with a little tiny bit of oil doesn't all stick together like a big glob.
Yeah.
Put it in Ziploc bags and put it in coolers all hot.
That's right, because the coolers had no ice. It was just...
It's that kind of planning that makes the larger amounts of things easier.
And it went great.
I would say the largest was about 300 people.
Yep. I taught a bunch of kids how to draw, so we had some donated crayon and paper and...
That was fun.
It was fun. I think we did a whole fun drive with the tadpole. They helped with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been
a
while.
The family put it together, too. Like,
Wendy kind of
donated. We did that for Christmas instead of drawing names 1 year.
That's what it was. Somebody still bought somebody presents, though, and pissed everybody off. What was the deal there? I don't remember.
That's a different year you're talking about.
Didn't somebody, we were like, don't do it over 20. Oh, no, I know what it was.
That was a whole different Christmas.
That was don't do it over 20, and they spent like 100 and something bucks on the white elephant gift.
It was the white elephant gifts 1 year. That was not the same year.
That was a gold elephant that year. Well, anyway, Terry, there you go. 350, 400 people. I hope you're not going to ask Kim to cater something, are you? Because... Might be hard from where we live, unless he lives here. I don't know. What do you think the next time you'll do that is again? It's been a bit.
It has been a while.
You did do a dinner a while back, though, like 30, 40 people a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That went okay.
When I did cater the wedding, I thought it was really fun because their favorite food was tacos.
Yeah.
So we made tacos for 100. We had well over 200 people's worth of food because we sent it all home with the groom's mom.
Yeah. Yeah, they made off pretty
but
well on
that
deal. But
it was really fun because we did soft shell, hard shell, and then we did pork carnitas, ground beef, and grilled chicken.
Yeah.
So it was like a really fun buffet of food.
With all the stuff you put on top
all
of
it. All the stuff for tacos.
Yeah, that was great. I like your taco bar. Even yesterday, just to keep things simple, not yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Kids came over in the morning and we had...
Yogurt parfait bar.
And so you had all these toppings and you had roasted almond slivers. Mm-hmm. Some of them were burnt, but it was okay. Worked out fine. What else did we have? That was great. I ate too much of that. That was a lot of yogurt by the time.
That was all it was, which was perfect. Everybody was happy.
Yeah, everybody seemed happy. I was bloated on yogurt, but whatever.
If you ever need ideas for a large amount of people, I have some good ideas.
Kim has ideas.
I have ideas.
So if you want to send us your ideas or your questions or your thoughts or your feelings, we would love to hear them on the show. skimshow@gmail.com. That's skimshow@gmail.com. And as you can see, it pretty much guarantees we'll read it. You'd have to be super rude for us not to. Even if it's a little rude, I'd read it. You know, if they're like, you guys are lame.
Talk about how rude it was.
Yeah, we'd rip on you on air or whatever. No, that's not true. I mean, we won't rip on any of you because you're all very nice. But if you send us those emails, we'll read them right here. skimshow@gmail.com. So because of all the running around and everything going on, there hasn't been a lot of chance for you to make any big food dish ideas.
No.
But didn't the other day you went and got something based on one of those feed fill deals and you were going to make something. What was it? You told me you were going to make a thing.
Feijoada.
That's it.
I haven't made it yet.
Tell me what that is, because it sounds like fish water with an accent.
Feijoada. It's a Brazilian meat and bean dish.
Meat and bean?
Meat and black beans.
So what do you do there? What do you...
Really just cook it for a very long amount of time with sausage and bacon. And I did pork carnitas that I had made in the past.
Yeah.
Put those in that. Like the pork. It was really good.
The Brazilians love their meats.
Yep.
Yeah. They're really big on that.
So really good with if you serve it with rice, and then the other day when I was watching it again, they were serving it with a kale salad and orange slices on the feijoada. So it kind of gave it that brightness, that yummy.
Real oranges, not
real
like,
oranges, okay. Orange slices.
Not what are those little oranges that come in a can that are tiny?
Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Those come and peel them yourself too.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, they're the little ones we always get. The little cuties.
Well, the ones I'm thinking of are always in a can with juice in it.
Yeah, you can do that too. Oh. When they're not in season, that's the best way to do it.
Well, there you go. We're going to make fish water. And that sounds bad, doesn't it?
I did make those beans in the oven again, the white beans.
Those are good.
And you
those go
them
with
all
everything.
Day, a couple hours in the oven with fresh thyme and whole cloves of garlic.
Yeah.
And shallots, mm-hmm. Really good.
Yep. We also, since we're in the foodie segment here, we went to this place over here called The Break. It's like a, pub food all day and night. Mostly it's a bar, though. And we're not drinkers or anything, but during the day, you can go in there and get a really, get great lunch for a reasonable price. And mm-hmm. I love pub food in general. It's always good. But I just wanted to say, if you're ever in town and you're near that place...
Great
South food. Jordan location. It's the only one that exists. It's just some guy owns it. He also has a coffee thing across the street now. But anyway, right? Yeah. Amazing pub food.
So they had
amazing bar space. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Coconut fried shrimp tacos the other day.
They were good,
so
right?
Good. I had like a mango salsa on the top.
I don't like coconut, so I didn't partake.
You don't like the sweeter stuff.
No, but I do like what I had, which was, now I got to remember. Because I always like everything there.
You had the wrap.
No.
The turkey.
Oh. Yeah.
Chicken wrap.
It was
something
a
like that.
Turkey avocado something club, but in like a pita style.
Like a pita style club.
And it was
club.
Freaking great. And I got the
Yeah, the chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa, because usually I get the fries, but right now their fries are amazing, but the place they get them from was like out or something.
So they're like, well, we have skinnier fries this time and we weren't willing to try it.
I'm just like, give me, I needed to eat better that day anyway, so it's fine.
A little healthier.
But if you're ever in town and you find yourself at The Break, bring your ID because they require it.
Check it out.
Yeah. And do check it out. We would love for you to see why we like it. Okay. I think that's everything. Do you have anything else?
I don't think so. We talked about the food I'm going to make.
Yeah.
I am leaving on a trip this week.
Oh, yeah. Kim's going to New Orleans.
Yep.
For 5 days?
Sibling trip.
5 days?
A week.
A week. A full week?
It's Friday to Friday.
Yeah. So her and her siblings are going there.
Scott and Carter will hold down the fort.
Totally going to be holding down the fort. I mean the fort. I'm excited for you because obviously you get to go home to where you were from and see all this stuff and have fun and have great food and great family and all that. But I'm a little sad because one of the reasons we're all doing this is because, our sister's dealing with cancer and so it's like, well, let's have these moments. Let's get ourselves together.
This is just six of us siblings going.
Six siblings. Wait, you have, the other three are the boys, right?
Yeah.
Wait, well, who am I missing? No, that's right. Six. Yeah. She has three brothers. They are not going because for other reasons. But she's going to be gone. Me and Carter will be here alone doing dad-daughter boring stuff. I'm just going to probably draw
Carter's
a lot.
Carter's good at cooking, though.
I'm going to make
really
her.
Good cook.
I'm going to make her watch Shawshank Redemption. Finally.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm forcing her to do it. All these years, I'm like, Carter, you got to watch this. One of the greatest movies ever made. I will, Dad. I'll get around to it. I've been having this conversation since she was in high school. It's time.
So she needs to see it. It's really good.
And we'll take care of the dogs and try to keep things clean. I can promise you very little, but I'll do my best. And we'll probably have a show next week because I'm going to call you from the road.
Oh, there you go.
And we'll do a little something.
Okay.
Because I'm trying not to miss weeks. This is the goal here on the show. Yeah.
We're at a week and a half. We're like,
you'd be amazed.
Making it.
You know what it's like? People always say, we never go there. A place that's right up the street from them. Well, why? It's sometimes too convenient.
That's true.
Why don't Kim and I record every single day or something? It's because it's almost too convenient. Whereas if somebody is across the country and I have to have a schedule with them, that's for whatever reason that happens without there being much reason. But we're like, tomorrow. I'm trying to not do that because I think there's a natural tendency to do it, but I'm trying to not do that. Anyway, I think that's everything.
All right.
We'll be back next time. Excuse me. With more great discussion from the Johnson household Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.